What's up, guys? Welcome to Run It Back with Blair Bomber. My name's George Costanza, and here's the thing. Okay, look. We all grow out of stuff. There's things that we used to do as children, and then we get older, and we stop doing those things. For some people, it's stopping the times when you spill water at the Mexican restaurant with your family. Other people, it's shitting their pants. You do it when you're a kid, and you get older, and you don't do it anymore. But there are some people that slip through the cracks, and then they grow up, and they're out in the world. And now we have to deal with them. We normal, well, relatively speaking, have to deal with them. And they are forever at an intellectual deficit. That's what they do. They're stupid children, and then they grow up, and they still do stupid children things, but now they're 30. And I can't handle it. Here's what happened. I'm at this little theater the other night, and I'm sitting in my chair, as I do. I sit in my chair, and then in front of me, like in front, and then a little bit to the right of me, like maybe two chairs to the right of me, there's a comic. I've met her once, twice maybe. We're cordial, I guess. Hey, how's it going? Good to see you. All right, I'll fuck off. That's it. It's all it is. Perfect. This mic happens. It's starting, right? Open mics, because that's what I do. That's just where I'm at, because I'm a fucking nobody. Anyway, this other comic is sitting like four seats to my right in my row. He reaches around to her left, taps her on the shoulder. Tap, 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 tap. Hey, I'm 12. Hey, I'm 10. Hey, I still shit my pants. He does this childish thing. You know, where you're like, hey, look, actually, I'm on this side. Taps on the shoulder. She's, the show started. She's just looking. Why would she look to her right? She would have no reason to be like, oh, it was you. She looks at me. And I look, I'm like, you can't say anything because the show started. I'm just like mid drinking a water, like, gives me this disgusted look, like, what the fuck do you want? What do you want, dude? Ooh, if a girl calls you dude, you have to do one of two things. You have to either fuck her friends, all her friends. She calls you dude, you fuck all her friends, and you gotta do it well. You gotta do a good job of fucking her friends, because then the friends will report back to her like, remember that guy that you called dude? Yeah, he fucks. He fucks, like, well. Like, he really, like, maybe you shouldn't have called him dude, because you could have gotten that good dick, but now it's just for me and Sarah and Samantha and Cynthia. By the way, we're culturally appropriating by using our voices like this. Or a girl called you dude, you have to, you know, headbutt her. I mean, duh. You have to just give her one of those, and then she'll learn. Now, this whole thing is stupid, and I'm dealing with it. The guy, the idiot, the fucking retard to my right, it's his. He sees this happen. Because she doesn't look to her right, she assumes it was me that tapped her on the shoulder for no reason at all. I'm the creepy guy now that taps people on the shoulder and then says nothing. Tap, tap, tap. Water, just kidding. Don't want to talk to you. Just want to tap you on the shoulder and look you into the eyes. It's that guy, the instigator, the guy that started all this. The guy that fired the first shot, if you will. He's supposed to tap her on the right shoulder now and be like, hey, actually, it's me. Just wanted to get your attention because I'm fucking weird and awkward. I don't know how to do it. Blah. He doesn't do that. He doesn't do that. He just lets her look at me like I'm an idiot, and then there's no error correction. So now this girl thinks I tapped on the floor for no reason. And he's sitting over there on the right. All he wanted to do was get her attention. Say, hey, I'm here. Which is, I guess that's what people do. Hey, just want you to know that I'm alive. And then if you ever want to acknowledge that my heart's beating, you look at me. He doesn't correct anything. I'm dealing with this now. Now, I look like I'm a crazy person, and when in reality, this cuck motherfucker to my right, he's the guy. He's the problem. He's the one that did all this. And he just doesn't do any. He just sits there like, oh, that was, oh, I missed my chance to make that funny joke by tapping her on the right side of the shoulder like I'm, got ya. Got ya. I look like I'm crazy. And then I'm like, okay, dude, you're gonna say what you did, right? You're gonna go, hey, it was me. That guy's not weird. I'm the one who's weird. Then he just stands up and leaves. He just walks away and goes, sits in a different spot. You threw me under the bus, man. Now, this girl's a comic. Like, I don't want to fuck this girl. Like, whatever. I don't care. Like, I have no horse in the race. But I don't like when you make me look like I'm insane. This podcast conversated. Excluded, I guess. I just can't handle it. It just drives me. And then I get up because I'm about to go up. I go to the back 5 minutes later. And he goes to me. This guy now talking to me. He goes, hey, are you? You up next? They called my name. I'm on deck. I'm going up next. He knows this. Now, what he should have done is say, hey man, sorry that I put you in that weird situation. I'm retarded. And I'd be like, it's okay, man. It's okay. You probably didn't do great on your SATs, did you? It's okay. No, me too. I did bad on SATs too. I did bad on those too. Probably don't fuck a lot, do you? That's why you're weird around women. That's fine. That's fine. I could have said any of those things. I just look him in the face. And then I just don't respond to what he said. Which is just disrespectful. When someone asks you a question point blank, you look them in the eye and then you don't respond. Disrespectful. But given the circumstances, I think I'm in the right. I could have spit in his mouth. I could have done that. That could have. And I think I would have been justified in doing that. I think I would have been in the right if I spit in his mouth. Look, it's okay to be awkward. It's fine. If you're an awkward person, great. It's like, whatever. But if you're self-aware, that if you know that you're awkward, like if you just know that you make people uncomfortable and you're okay with it. If you're one of those guys that's like, yeah, man, like I know I say things that are awkward sometimes and, it's okay because I feel like I'm in control and I know what makes people uncomfortable and they don't really want to be around me and it's probably pretty weird for them. I don't care because I'm the one that's in control right now. Yeah, dude, you just described rape. You know that, right? You just described, yeah, you force people to deal with your being awkward. You make them uncomfortable and you're okay with that? Oh, it's just like, I'm just kind of different. I just have this thing where I'm just a little bit weird and it's fine. Fix it. If I had this compulsion? If I feel compelled, whenever I meet somebody new, to touch their face. Hi, my name's Cynthia. Hi, I'm Blair. Touch your face. Which will make everybody uncomfortable and probably never talk to me again. If I did that and I knew that it made them uncomfortable, I would stop doing that thing. I would just be done. I'll go, oh, wait, you're right. You hate that, don't you? I'm going to stop doing that. I don't want to alienate every person I ever meet for the rest of my life. So I'm just going to, stop doing that. Hey, my name's Blair. Not going to do that. I'm done. The same way that if you're an awkward person, you shouldn't go, hey, I shit earlier today. I shit most days. I shit sometimes. Don't say that. Don't be weird. Don't overshare. People that overshare to strangers in an attempt to gain empathy, get fucked. Get all the way away. Get away from me. What are you doing? Why are you like this? Why? Who hurt you? What point in your life did you just like decide that, well, I'm just going to be weird. And I know that I see people's reactions to me being weird and they get uncomfortable. But maybe if I just own it and be the uncomfortable guy, then maybe everything will be fine. Some of you are probably like, oh, Blair, it's... people are just weird and they can't help themselves. Yeah, they can. Don't talk to people. If you know that every word out of your mouth makes people uncomfortable, don't talk to people. Or wait until you can provide something in a conversation and then talk about that. Like, say you like bugs and you can't not talk about bugs. So people are talking about sports. Like, yeah, you know, sports are cool. You're in your mind, like, insects are not always arachnids. And you know, the spider, when they had those furry things, but if you touch them, they'll give you, like, a rash in your fingertips and stuff, right? You know that? Do you know that? Don't just shove that into a conversation. Wait until the conversation moves to somebody saying, oh, you know, I'm kind of scared of spiders. Huh, I know a lot about spiders. Little hairy things on tarantulas, they'll hurt your fingers. Don't touch them. And I'll be like, oh, man, that's a great... bit of information that you just gave me. Thanks for sharing. I'm going to change the subject now because I don't want to talk about bugs anymore, you fucking loser. Yeah, I went a little hard at people that are awkward, but like, I'd have to deal with you. Just be less weird. And you, if you don't know you're weird, you're just a weird person and you're just like, this is me. Don't care. Fuck off. I don't want to be around you. Girls get away with it because we want to fuck you. Like, girls can be awkward and we'll just be like, oh, she's a little bit quirky. No, but she draws pictures of childhood memories in her own blood on the mirror in your bathroom. Yeah, that's weird. But you know what? If I'm horny enough, I'll be like, oh my God. This girl's really artistic. She's a real artist. I tell you what. I think it's going to work out. I think I'm going to bring her home and meet my parents. Women don't put up with that. If a guy's weird, like if you're the kind of guy who wears shoelaces around his neck, you're not going to, that guy's not going to get fucked unless it's by the girl who paints pictures of swing sets in blood on the mirror. That's the only way that guy's getting laid. Yeah, I like to like tie a noose around my neck, like with shoelaces, and it makes me a little bit weird. But I've had sex in 6 years. Yeah, you're weird, dude. You gotta get out of here. Alright. The next podcast I'm gonna do, I'm gonna be a little more positive. That thing, the shoulder thing, that's not my fault. That's been bugging me for 3 days. I've been waiting to talk about it for 3 days. That's how much it bothered me. So, maybe something good will happen next week, and I'll come in here like, hey guys, man, I had a great week. You know what I did? I got a job, and then I quit that job, and I was, like, empowered because I quit my job, and then I spent $19 at Taco Bell. Yeah! Fucking whatever. I mean, that's it. That's time. I'm done. I'm ready to go. I'm out. I'm doing it. It's hot. I'm sweating. Sun's out, and I'm sweating. Ugh. All right. This was fun, though. I enjoyed this. This was a lot of fun. I enjoy these. Believe it or not, this is, like, my favorite part of most half hours is just doing this. So, cool. I'm bringing this back, by the way. Jack Black would be proud.